Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is April 10th and it is a Thursday. I hope your week is going well. I just have a short verse to share this morning, and so I'm pulling out of my driveway now. What is it? It's 5:54 in the morning. I got a meeting at about 7:30, but then I'm going to the church and studying. This Sunday, I'm going to be at a friend's church, Calvary Chapel Dothan, and me and the pastor of that church, Anthony, are really good friends, and we're kind of in the same place. We have pretty young families, and we planted about the same time. I think he planted his church maybe 6 or 9 months before me, or started the church, but it's just a cool thing because we're kind of in the same, we've been in the same place for years, which is an awesome thing, right? Being able to relate to someone. They get what you face, what you're going through, the joys, the difficulties, and it's just such a blessing to be able to relate to someone else, right? I mean, that's how God created us, right? I mean, that's what the church is, right? We all rally around, believe, and worship the same God. One mind, one commonality. It's just a blessing. And so, one of the things Jesus said here is that, just as a sort of preface, that, you know, the followers of Jesus, the disciples, were tired. And they didn't want to deal with the people. I'm sure you've never been there, right? No, we all get to that place sometimes, you know, whether it's wherever it is, whatever location it is, you know. A simple one right off the bat is work. You're tired, you want to deal with maybe customers or the problems that are going to arise, right? A lot of life, especially when it comes to occupation, is putting out fires that erupt, that start unexpectedly or expectedly. And it's like, I don't want to deal with it. Have someone else deal with that, right? But Jesus gives us a little different picture when it comes to that. Let me read to you what he says. But Jesus said to his disciples, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. I love that. I love that because we see a contrast. The disciples just wanted to send the people away. That's a big crowd. We've been ministering all day. Like, do we really have to give them dinner too? Like, Jesus, you've been healing them. You've been doing the work. Like, we're tired. Let's just go eat in some secluded place together. And they can fend for themselves. And that's not okay with Jesus, obviously, because he answers them with it's a straightforward answer, somewhat of a rebuke. He's like, no, they're not going to go away. We're not sending them away. They're staying here. Not only that, but since you guys wanted to send them away, you're going to give them something to eat. In other words, you know, we are to put others' interests and others' needs above our own, oftentimes, our own comfort, if you will. It's not like we don't care for ourselves. It's not that we don't, you know, do some introspection and ask the Lord to grow our hearts and different things. Yeah, of course we do, right? But also, putting others first means sometimes changing your schedule for someone going through it. Putting others first means sometimes there's inconveniences, but who cares? This person is in need. That takes priority. Oh, I know you have to go to the store and buy groceries, but this person struggling is more important than those groceries. Those can wait. And Jesus was amazing, obviously, at everything. He was perfect, but he was amazing at seeing and recognizing people in need. Not just the needs, but the people. Like, he recognizes when you're going through it. Put yourself in the crowd's position. They're hungry. They're probably tired too. It's the end of the day. Jesus saw their need. And he sees your need. And he knows what you need. And he'll bring provision. And that's what he does. He provides. In more than one way, right? He provides spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically. Like, he provides. So you put yourself in the crowd's sandals and you see that, man, I'm so glad that when I am in want, when I am in need, when I am struggling, there's Jesus to help. Put yourself in the disciples' sandals, and there are times where you're like, I don't want to deal with anyone. Now, there has to be discernment, because sometimes you are on empty, if you will, and you need to go to the mountain. Go away to the mountain to pray a little bit, okay? Go away to that secluded place to pray a little bit. We talked about that. There are those times, and those times are necessary. But what's also necessary is making sure that we're putting God first and putting others next. That we're putting the struggles and the needs of others above us being, you know, above us being comfortable, if you will. Because, you know, a lot of the times ministry is uncomfortable. Like, it doesn't align with your personal schedule oftentimes. So we have to be open and flexible. And I always remember what Pastor Chuck said. Pastor Chuck Smith said way early on in my Christian walk, like, you know, he taught one of our classes when I was going through the school of ministry at his church. And he said, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be broken. God wants to stretch your faith, right? He wants to grow your faith. And when we're flexible to his leading, when we live with open hands going, Lord, I don't know what my future holds, but I know who holds my future. When we have that outlook, then we're going to grow in the faith. God's going to show us. We're going to be living the way that God intended us to live. And so, unlike the disciples, let's see the people. Let's see their need, but also see the heart behind that need. And seek to minister to that heart with the Lord's promises. It's not us that does the work, it's God. But we just relay the truth so that the work can be done. And let's remember that if we put ourselves in the place of the crowd, that we all have needs. We all sometimes become desperate and are wondering, what do I do? Well, Jesus is going to see you, and he's always going to meet your need. So you don't have to worry. Like, you don't have to fret. God's got you. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing morning and day. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you guys. Praying for you guys. Take care.